You might think of Uber as a ride-hailing service, but it's been branching out. The company is rapidly expanding its food delivery service, Uber Eats, aiming to be up and running in at least 22 more countries in the next few months. It launched in selected U.S. cities in the spring and in London in June. This week, Uber Eats launched in Amsterdam, Dubai, Johannesburg, and Tokyo, and plans to be operating in Stockholm, Brussels, Jakarta, Bangkok, and other cities around the globe within months. Joining us is Eric Oshard. He is Europe, Middle East, and Africa technology correspondent for Reuters. He's via Skype from Frankfurt. And Eric, why is Uber so interested in getting into the food delivery business?
If you think of local transportation, moving people around as the platform, delivering food is a natural extension. I'm not sure if it's completely true, but some Uber executives tell me that passengers themselves sometimes order up Ubers just to send food across town to people.
Well, and how does it work? Do you call up the restaurant or go online and order through the restaurant and then an Uber comes and picks it up? Or do you just order through Uber directly?
You go into a separate app called Uber Eats, and based on your location, the phone knows where you are. It delivers up a set of restaurants that can deliver you food within 30 minutes or whatever the time is that they promise. You go and order, and your payment's already in the system if you use Uber, so it's easier. It's a lot easier than many apps where you have to sign up, give the payment details. Some of the big apps that have been popular in recent years, actually a comparison would be Grubhub in the U.S. They essentially list lots of restaurant menus. They're effectively an advertiser of restaurant menus. So you go and find a menu. They'll help you place the order, but the restaurant handles the delivery. That's different with Uber and many smaller competitors, startup competitors.
Well, and I know that in Europe, there are a number of companies that have grown up doing exactly this thing. There are companies like Deliveroo, Delivery Hero, Takeaway.com. Are those companies suffering because Uber is getting into this business?
Well, they're the biggest players, so it's hard to say that they're suffering yet. First off, Uber has only expanded into London in Paris until now. So they're showing that they're ready to go global. They had been in the U.S. They started in Los Angeles 2 years ago. But in recent months, there have been signs that they're becoming much more aggressive. They're hiring like crazy.
Well, and are the people who are doing the food delivery, would they, you know, deliver a cheeseburger and then the next thing they would do is pick up a person to take across town? Are they the same as just ordinary Uber drivers?
It can be. I think Uber really thinks of itself as a technology company that connects buyers and sellers. So they're connecting new types of drivers in many cases. Think about it. In an urban area, when you drop off passengers, you can move on. But when you drop off food, you have to park, go in a building.
Right.
So in urban areas, they hire scooters or, you know, your typical bike courier in the urban areas. Whereas in a place, a more suburban place like Dubai or Johannesburg, they're going to use the same drivers. Drivers who handle the rush hour in the morning and the rush hour in the evening now have work to do delivering the lunch rush.
As you've been looking into this, and you know, this is only in some U.S. cities at this point, does it look like the kind of thing that is, you know, 5 years from now we're going to be saying, I can't believe there was a time before Uber Eats. This is how we get all of our delivery food at this point.
Well, Uber has become a verb like Google and some other
right.
Famous technology companies. It's not the only player, and there are different approaches to this. Some people argue that there's room for multiple players in each city, each regional market. Other people think if a company like Uber gets it right, you know, many people will flock to Uber and it will be harder for other companies to survive.
That's Eric Oshard, who's a technology correspondent for Reuters, joining us from Frankfurt, Germany. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you.